Welcome to the Busy Signal. My name is Jim, and this is my retro-stalgic 80s, 90s, and early 2000s podcast. This show aims to salute all the stuff from back in the day that is either now extinct or quickly going that way. So far, we've covered 80s snacks and 80s tech on this podcast. Being an 80s baby myself, it's only natural that I would want to do episodes on 80s toys. I've touched on some 80s toys a bit back in episode 5 with Fantasy Christmas List. So if you want, go back there and check out some of those. But I realize that my experience with toys in the 80s is coming from a very boys side of things. So I'm inviting friend of the show, June, back. If you remember, she was on episode 10 for the Mandela Effect. We're bringing her back to talk about some of her favorite toys from the 80s. Some will be girls specifically marketed and some not. So what I think is going to be fun to see how many maybe I had or remember being a thing back in the 80s. So let's get to it and welcome June back to the show. June, how you doing?
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. So last time we talked was Mandela Effect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure all the toys we talk about this time will have always been a thing.
Yes, they have always been a thing and they have not changed. Well, except unless, you know, new versions came out.
True. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's the extinct part. A lot of times these toys get revamped and we'll get into that because several of these have.
Yes.
So let's crack on. What's your first toy?
The first toy is one that when I just looked up 80s toys just to kind of get a really good idea of what I wanted to do for this show. And when I saw them, I was like, oh, I had those and I loved them. And they're called Secret Keepers.
Hey, Jim here. I'm going to interrupt this real quick. Just because we keep calling this toy Secret Keepers, which it is not. It is Sweet Secrets, these little toys that June's going to describe. They are called Sweet Secrets. Ignore the fact that we keep calling them Secret Keepers. We figured this out later. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. Thanks for listening.
And they came out in 1984, and they are these little things. They came in different shapes, but I had a round one that was about the size of a compass or a pocket watch, depending on what you know. And they're made out of plastic, and they had like a jewel on the front of them. And you could wear them as a necklace or, you know, as like keep them in your pocket and as a little secret thing. And then when you opened it up, it had arms and legs and a head that you pulled out like a transformer, and then you popped it closed and the round part was the body, and then it was like a little doll. And they had different versions of these, so they had animals and stuff like that, but I had a little girl that was in the round one with a red jewel on it, and then I think I had a triangle one that was also a little girl. So they were really fun, and we didn't have them. I don't think they were made for very long, but they're one of those things that when you see one and you played with them as a kid, you're like, yes, that was a thing for a while.
Sweet secrets, your jewelry's really beautiful.
It's beautiful jewelry to everyone else, but it turns into playmates when you're by yourself. Cute pandas, koalas, and pretty friends come from rubies, emeralds, and all sorts of gems.
Who are you playing with in there?
Sweet Secrets. The secret girls love to keep. Sweet Secrets jewelry, each sold separately, new from the lube.
See, now that's interesting because I was looking at, because when you said Secret Keepers, I was wondering if there's another toy called Keepers, K-E-Y-P-E-R-S. And they're like snails. They're like weird, drunken looking snails. Do you remember those?
No. Yeah. I have no idea what those are.
They were like, and honestly, their eyes look really weird. And like their shell has a key that you would open it. So it's key, K-E-Y-P-E-R-S. And the shell would open up and you could keep things in there. That's what I thought maybe you were talking about at first.
Got a secret treasure to keep safe? You can keep it in a keeper.
Keepers, keepers, what's inside those keepers?
Fancy the snail, Tango the ladybug, and Sheldon the turtle are keepers. Fun friends with a secret hiding place, each sold separately. And each keeper comes with its own finder, Twist, Nightlight, and Footloose.
Keepers, keepers, keeps it safe inside.
Fancy and Footloose, Tango and Twist, Sheldon and Nightlight, each sold separately with brush, key, and storybook from Tonka.
Oh, that's nifty.
Yeah, no. So Secret Keepers. I'm going to have to look that up. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So there was like a little vault with a jewel on it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a little necklace that you could wear.
Okay.
And then a pendant, like a pendant. And then they actually did re-release them in 2007, but they're a little different and not nearly as cool.
And that is why I'm talking to you about these, because I don't even know that one. That's cool. I'm going to have to look that one up.
It is probably more on the, you know, girl side of things, because it was dolls and puppies and things like that.
Do you remember like around when that came out? Like,
well, it was came out in 1984, but okay. I don't know, probably when I got my first one was a little later than that.
Right, right. Awesome. All right. What's next on your list?
So next I want to move into some of the plush toys. So the first one I want to talk about is Pillow People. My brother had a pillow person and I would steal it sometimes. I am someone who loves sleeping. I love taking naps and things like that. And a pillow person was just literally the shape of a pillow. It was a rectangle shaped thing with arms and legs. So it was kind of like a SpongeBob. It was pre-SpongeBob for sure, but it was like a SpongeBob. Like that's how it was shaped. So the head was part of the rectangle part. And then there were just little arms and legs that stuck out. And they had a bunch of different varieties. And my brother had the Punky Pillow one. And I think at some point we had a Sweet Dreams one, which was a girl version. The Punky Pillow one was one that had like cool sunglasses on and was holding a record. And the Sweet Dreams one was like a blonde little girl with a pink dress. And they were just things you could leave on your bed all the time, or you could carry them around with you. But we mostly kept them in our beds and we would just steal them from each other. So it was fun.
Pillow people are huggable. Pillow people are lovable.
Pillow people are wonderful friends.
We sit and talk.
We go for walks.
They play with me.
We watch TV.
And then at night, kids hug them tight. And all is right.
Pillow people are huggable. Pillow people are lovable.
Pillow people are wonderful, wonderful friends.
Pillow people in home furnishings departments.
I remember these. I can't actually remember if I had one or I'm just remembering the commercial, but I remember they did. They literally looked, you're right, like the shape of SpongeBob. They just had this big square, almost rectangular, and like these little legs and arms that like would flop around off of them. Mm-hmm. And I specifically remember one that looked like a window.
Yes, there was a window.
I don't know if I had that one or I'm just remembering a commercial.
I think that was the most popular one, was the window one.
So if I had one at all, and you know what, to do my due diligence, I even texted my mom last night because I saw that was going to come up and I was just like, do you remember me having that? And she was like, what's Pillow People? And I'm like, all right, I don't know. Like, yeah. Never mind.
Never mind, mom.
Never mind. You know what? It probably could have been she would buy like Christmas gifts and like forget about them. And
oh, one like, of those.
Three months later.
Yeah. She'd be like, oh, surprise.
So even to the point where last year they were cleaning out their attic and she called me, there were two boxes and two of them were Lego sets, brand new Lego sets from 1985.
Oh my gosh.
A train station and the train that went with it.
Dude, you got to put them on eBay.
I put one of them on eBay. Nice. That went for a nice penny. And then the other one, the train set, I couldn't let go. We use that now.
Okay. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So, all right. So Pillow People, I totally remember them. And I know I had one. So I think I had the window one. That's really cool. I forgot all about them until they were on your list too. I was like, oh, wow. I think I had one. That's awesome.
Yeah, they were fun.
Next plush.
Popples. So these are these little creatures. Yes. I guess they were supposed to be like aliens. And they were just these round balls that had a string tail with a poof on the end of it. And then you unrolled the ball and it became this creature that had a little pouch. And it was kind of like a kangaroo kind of pouch, but the whole thing fit inside of itself. And it was this big round ball and they were super fun.
Those were awesome. They were very marsupial like when you looked at them in their own pouch. Mm-hmm. And then they would kind of like completely like unfold to be whatever they were. Were they aliens? I guess I remember they had antennas on their heads.
Yeah, they had those little puff things coming out of their like ears or the top of their heads. I think they had little like giraffe things, antennae. What are they called? They're not antennae, but I don't know.
Antlers?
Yeah, antlers, I guess. And some of them were spiky puffy and some of them were just, you know, little puffy. And they came in very, very 80s colors.
Oh, yeah.
So there was like a purple with a neon yellow, and then there was a blue with a, you know, pink or something. And they were all very opposite colors and neat.
Very, very stripey, like on the antlers would be like rainbow stripey type things. And then like the poof balls. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which one I had. I thought I remembered having a blue one, like a navy blue one.
Okay.
And then obviously it was colorful everywhere else. But my mom says it was red. So here we go again. I don't know.
Yeah. I think we had a purple one. We might have had another one too. My brother and I are only 2 years apart, so we shared a lot of toys, or we would get two of something.
I really liked my Popples, and I honestly, when you put it in its own pouch, it was like the perfect shape of like a soccer ball. Mm-hmm. So I would constantly kick it around my house.
I would swing it by its tail in its circle form all the time.
Oh, yes, yeah.
That was definitely the norm for me.
Mom, here come the Popples for your child.
Popples are pals that pop out of pockets. Popples are pals that pop out of pockets. A soft fuzzy ball that turns into a friend. The fun keeps building and the laughing never ends. Popples are pals that pop out of pockets. They're funny, they're new, cause they turn inside out. And that's what Popples are all about.
Your child will love them.
Oh, Popples are fun. I kind of think I remember there being a cartoon.
I think it came out later. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think it probably ran for probably a couple of years. That's fun. Mm-hmm. Every television show was toy driven back then.
It, one way or the other, either the cartoon came first and then the toys came after it, or there was a toy that was super popular like Popples and then they would turn it into a cartoon because they're like, hey, kids have these, they'll watch it. And it worked both ways for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Everything had to be milked to death back then. I mean, not that it doesn't now, but wow, it really just seemed like cash grabs left and right. Like something's popular, let's make everything that. Mm-hmm,
for sure.
But Popples was fun. All right, Popples. Where are we going next?
Next, we're going to go to Rainbow Bright. So Rainbow Bright was this character. She was a little girl. She had blonde hair. Her hair was in a braid. And she wore a rainbow outfit. This cute little skirt was like a blue and silver outfit. And then had a rainbow on it. And she was an alien. She was from a rainbow world. And she was kind of like a tiny little superhero, like a Powderpuff Girl before the Powderpuff Girls. And she was just so adorable. And she had her horse and she had all these things. And it was just this wonderful show about her taking care of her friends. And it was great. And then there was this little stuffed animal, well, stuffed doll, I guess. She had yarn hair and the really cute little outfit.
Hi, I brought Rainbow Bright to meet you.
Rainbow Bright?
Who's she? She's my friend, and she has the power of the rainbow to make you happy.
She's beautiful.
Look at her hair and her purple star and shiny dress.
Rainbow Bright, you make me happy.
Rainbow Bright makes everyone happy.
Rainbow Bright has a purple star in her cheek and a rainbow star in her dress. She's by Mattel.
It came out in 1983. I was very little when I got it, but that was actually owned by Hallmark, which I thought was really interesting.
I didn't know that. I'm very familiar with Rainbow Bright. You are like 2 years older than me. That's mm-hmm. it. So I was really little when Rainbow Bright came out, but I loved cartoons. Like I lived for Saturday morning cartoons always. Like every Saturday morning, my mom would always have my my cereal set out for me the night before in Tupperware, like the Tupperware cereal bowls that had the lids.
Wow.
And yeah. And I would literally get up at like 5:30 in the morning and run into the living room, grab my bowl of cereal, and it was just, my parents were going to sleep and I was just going to just enjoy all the Saturday morning cartoons.
That's great.
And Rainbow Bright was one of them. And I don't remember too much about Rainbow Bright. I remember the cartoon. I didn't remember that she was an alien. I do remember that she had a friend named Starbright, I think, like a little puff star thing. I remember there was like a bad guy. He always looked gray and dusty, I think.
Yes, because he was the anti-color. So color was actually part of her power.
Oh my gosh. And I thought you said horse. I thought it was a unicorn.
I think it is a unicorn now that I think about it. Okay. Yeah, it's a unicorn.
Well, the reason is I had a Rainbow Bright doll. I remember the yellow yarn hair. She had rainbow sleeves, like rainbow striped sleeves.
No, I don't think she had sleeves.
No?
I think they were like little silver caps at the top. Oh, maybe there were rainbow stripes on the
I can't remember. So I had a Rainbow Bright doll, and I had no, like I said, I lived for Saturday morning cartoons. That's all I liked. She was very superhero-like. So I obviously begged my parents for a Rainbow Bright doll and loved my Rainbow Bright doll. I even think I had a puzzle of the unicorn. And I went to preschool when I was 5 years old, and I brought my Rainbow Bright doll with me. And I got made fun of pretty badly the day that I brought it in. So much so that I had no awareness that it was a girl toy. So when I was told, why are you playing with a girl toy? I was like, I don't know. So I immediately found a girl in my preschool. And I was like, here, do you want this? Because I was like, it was all of a sudden it was on fire in my hands and I had to get rid of it. And honestly, looking back, I wish I hadn't, because I liked it, I guess. You know, I didn't look at it as being a girl toy or boy toy. It was just my Saturday morning cartoon toy. I don't know.
Absolutely. There's no reason why you shouldn't have. And hopefully now people are better about that. It's just what you enjoy, what you like, and what your kid likes. And that's fine. It is what it is.
I wouldn't have made fun of a girl for playing with tractors, but like, exactly. Whatever. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. It's just what it was back then, I guess. So I absolutely remember Rainbow Bright. It's all good. All right. So Rainbow Bright in the books. Where are we going next?
The last plush that I had was called a glowworm. And glowworms were these green things that were about, I don't know, 18 inches long. And it was in the shape of a worm. It had a plastic head, and then it was like green fluff. And it was sewn so that it kind of had little sections like a worm has. Then it had this sleeping cap that was on top, and that had a little puff at the end, the old school sleeping cap that you see in cartoons and stuff. And when you squeezed it, it would glow. And that's why it was called a glowworm.
Glowworm is huggable, snuggable, lovable. Glowworm's your good night friend.
At play school, we wanted to make bedtime warm and comfortable. So we made glowworm.
Where are you going, Jen?
To bed.
We're going
with glowworm.
Oh, good night.
Good night.
Let us night.
I love
watch
you, glowworm.
Light up bright. Good night, glowworm.
Glowworm's good night, Jen. Good night, friend.
And it's machine washable. Glowworm from play school.
These came out in 1982. So I was three when these came out, and and so I had one, and I would snuggle with it all the time, and it got passed down to my brother, but of course I kept stealing it back. And then it got passed down to my sister, but we had that thing for a very, very long time. And it is definitely one of those toys that any one of my siblings, if we talk about it, we have memories with it and carrying it around, and, you know, it being part of our sleepy time, you know, process for whatever, however amount of time we spent with it.
Yes. I remember glowworms. I had a glowworm. Did you have the same one I had? Cause I had that classic one that with the green pajamas and the nightcap with the orange puff on the end. I mean, they came in all sorts of different colors, but he was wearing like green pajamas.
Definitely had the green one. Yes.
Yes. Now here's my thing with the glowworms. They were like, if you hugged them, their face glowed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe I was just rough because I was a boy, but like he always just seemed too hard. Like the inside of him was a little bit hard.
Yes. The inside was a little bit hard. It definitely.
Okay. So I'm not just making that up.
No, right. It was like square inside of there. Right. And you're like, why is this so? Yes, it was a little uncomfortable.
The batteries were the battery compartment in there, and the button or whatever you had to do to hug it. It was just uncomfortable. But if he's right next to you, it's fine. It's fine. I also had some other glowworms that were much smaller. They were like those PVC vinyl glowworms, and they actually glowed if you put like a light up to them.
Oh yeah, I think maybe one came. Did one come with it? Because
it might have. Maybe that's the reason I had it.
Because I think I had one of those as well. Yeah.
Okay.
Or you would leave it out in the sun and that would glow in the dark.
Right. Something like that. Yes. Or you'd hold it up to a light or put a flashlight on it.
Yeah.
I can't remember because it seemed like there was a lot of those little hard plastic characters that glowed. Was there an animated series with that too, or a movie, like an accompanying entertainment?
Not necessarily
something?
With glowworms. I think that plastic technology of glowing was just popular at that time. So I think they did that with a lot of things, but it wasn't necessarily, specific to glowworm.
Here's the thing I do know about glowworms. We were not the only ones that thought the glowworms were a little too hard. Now, I'm complaining specifically about the innards, the battery compartment and the part you had to hug.
Yes.
But apparently glowworms might still even be a thing. I know they were a thing still in 2005. People were complaining that the head was too hard, and that may or may not have been. So they were using phthalates to soften the plastic. And that's like an acid that is used to condition and soften plastics.
Okay.
But they're very harmful to swallow.
Oh.
So they were conditioning this plastic with the phthalates, and kids were potentially swallowing poison because you're giving these to babies and toddlers. And what do? Everything goes in the mouth.
For sure.
They had to stop that. And I think they reworked glowworms altogether, and now they look very different.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the face was a hard, not a super hard plastic, but it was definitely a harder plastic, but it never bothered me.
I mean, yeah, it was hard and I complain now, but honestly, I still loved my glowworm and I still hugged on it. And we were just a different breed in the '80s. Like we slept on glass and hugged our hard plastic glowworms. Rode in the back of trucks with no seatbelts at 85 miles an hour. That's what we did.
That we would fight to get in the back of the station wagon and sleep on the long journey down to Florida when we drove down. So,
yep, no seatbelts because that would impede you playing with your glowworms and your other toys. Yeah. So, all right. So that's glowworms. We got time for one more. Where are we going?
So My Little Ponies were these wonderful little ponies made out of plastic that had hair for their tail and their mane, and they came in all these fun colors, and they had little like tattoo like things on them, and you could add stickers. People added stickers all the time to their My Little Ponies, and they were super popular, so they also got their own cartoon, of course, and I think My Little Ponies cartoon is still a thing. But what I didn't know, I actually did a little research for this one, Mattel or whatever company owned them actually made My Pretty Ponies first that were much more realistic horses. And they did not work well. The company, they were not selling very well. So they rebranded them and did them all these fun, pretty colors and made the horses softer. And they went out off like gangbusters. So My Little Ponies are super fun. They came in all different colors and you would play with them. And they were kind of like the horse version of Barbies because you could do their hair and braid it and all that stuff.
Yeah, they made them more cartoon-like, it sounds like. More kid-friendly. I just remember the commercials. There was always Barbie commercials and My Little Pony commercials. And I just remember it's like forever ingrained in my brain. My Little Pony, My Little Pony. That's all I remember hearing.
My little pony, my little pony.
Comb and brush her hair. My little pony, my little pony.
Tie a ribbon to show how much I care.
My little pony.
Pony.
My Little Pony, each sold separately. Collect them all.
Do you remember that commercial?
Oh, no, that was not only the commercial. Like I said, it was also the cartoon. They had the whole theme song and the whole thing.
Oh.
And they danced together and ran around and saved people. And, you know, they did their superhero thing as well. And it was super fun. You know, them, the Care Bears, we had that whole line of that whole generation of cartoons. That was super fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. So My Little Ponies. That's awesome. I did not have any My Little Ponies.
I had several and the brushes and the whole deal. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we, like I said, your list was extensive and we had to boil it down to these six. So obviously we're going to have to do this again.
Yeah. We have quite a few more to get through.
I'm all about that. June, thank you for popping on and talking 80s toys with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was wonderful.
Oh, we had to have you back after the Mandela effect?
Absolutely. Anytime.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Okay, so that was really fun. I had forgotten all about some of those toys, like 100% completely wiped from my memory. Did any of you guys have any memories unlocked today like I did? I love when that happens. It's almost like experiencing everything all over again, brand new. And I can't wait to do more episodes on toys, 80s and 90s. I'm sure June will be kind enough to come back for 90s toys as well. But stay tuned, because every other Friday, I've got the whole summer planned out with episodes. Coming soon is going to be public service announcements, and we're going to get friend of the show George back on to do board games part two. So thanks again, June, for taking the time and talking toys with us. And thank you for hanging out and listening. Cheers. Once again, I just want to say thanks for listening. And as always, you can listen to The Busy Signal everywhere quality podcasts are streamed. Hit the subscribe button to have a new episode delivered directly to your favorite device every other Friday. And if you really enjoy the show, leave a positive review. I don't know what that does, but would this be a real podcast if I didn't ask for that? You can also head over to Instagram and follow the show at Busy Signal Cast for even more retrostalgic content. I share a good amount of stuff that isn't mentioned on the episodes. And while you're there, say hi in the comments. And until next time, remember, reach out and touch the past.